next section that we're going to look at is the past health and the family history. This is critical for you to know because it gives you a sense of what their weaknesses are, genetically and environmentally. You get a sense of how their past health and their family's health can be contributing to their current state of poor health, whatever their problem is they're seeing you for.
So before we begin, let's just make sure that you're aware that any of the information I'm presenting here is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional, and it's also not medical advice. And when you're presenting to your clients, you need to be really careful and make sure that they are aware that what you're presenting and what I'm presenting here today is intended as a sharing of my knowledge, information, clinical research, and clinical experience over many years. I encourage you, and you should encourage your clients, to make their own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional. This is especially true for folks who are on any medications. Just want to make sure that the things that we talk about in terms of nutrition are not going to interfere with the protocols.
So you definitely want to look at all the illnesses, the injuries, the surgeries, any hospitalizations. You want to look at their child health history and their diet as a child because this shapes who they are and their health as an adult. Even looking at prenatal care is really important to look at because if mom was smoking and drinking and was totally stressed out on drugs, this person is going to have some inherent weaknesses that they're going to be struggling to overcome, and they're going to need to be much more diligent, and you're going to need to look really deep. Any traumas that they've had, whether those traumas are emotional or physical, are really important to be looking at. Then their family history, past and present. Are their parents alive? Do they have a family history of heart disease where people die young of that? Do they have a family history of diabetes? All of that is really important. So let's go ahead and look at the form. Well, let's start looking at the online version. All right, so again, we always get their name and email address. So let's look at the child health history. I ask about prenatal care, including the mom's health, stresses and exposures during the pregnancy. I ask whatever they can remember about infancy, birth to 1 year, breast versus bottle, any illnesses, injuries, surgeries, hospitalizations, health issues or family stresses that could have affected you. Good questions to ask another family member if somebody is old enough, is still alive, to be able to ask that. What about the toddler to preschool years? Now, they may or may not remember things, but if there was a major thing, they will remember it. Like, I have very vivid memories of having to go to the hospital to get stitches on the top of my head when I fell and hit my head against a wall and I was about 2 years old. I have a vivid memory of being in the hospital getting my tonsils out when I was 4. So these things I definitely remember, and your patients may remember as well. So the toddler years, the school years, age 5 through 12. And again, illnesses, injuries, surgeries, health issues, family stresses that may have affected you. And then adolescence. So let's look at the next page. Okay. So let's take a look at their past health history. So as an adult, up till now, what's been happening? Serious illness. So I asked them to really write and fill in anything they've had as an adult in these categories. And if they're not sure, write unsure. And if none, write none. Serious illness, surgeries, hospitalizations, serious injuries. You know, I don't care about little injuries like, they scraped their arm on something or had a little bruise or something. I'm talking serious injuries like broken bones or contusions or sprains or strains and things like that. Emotional trauma. And this is huge, you know, being in an abusive relationship, losing loved ones to an accident. These are all emotional traumas that play a big role on your patient's current state of health. Any other health conditions not mentioned above, I ask them to add in, and then anything else they want to add. And then they submit the form. So we get a basic understanding of what's been going on current and past for them. So let's take a look at the Word version. So their past medical history. In this case, If you like to have the list, if you feel like you want to give somebody a list of different diseases, you can give it to them and give them and have ask them for the dates that they had them. All right? Multiple times if they have had them multiple times. It's just another way to do it. Any diagnostic studies, great things to know. Surgeries, you know, we list them, but there may be others. Hospitalizations, birth histories, right? What was the birth like? Were you breastfed? Was it premature? Did you have a mom have an epidural? Were you pulled out by forceps? How was her habit during her pregnancy? Did she smoke or drink or take estrogen? DES, is this person a DES child? And I run into a lot of people like that who are really a mess because their mom took a drug called DES when she was pregnant with them. So in terms of childhood, some of it they're not going to know. You give them the option of yes, no, don't know. You ask them some of their habits. Did they eat a lot of candy or soda, white bread, cookies, ice cream? What kind of diet did they have? Right? And then onset, age of onset of various illnesses. So if they've had any of these illnesses, indicate when. We give them space to write more about it. If they've been immunized, we give them a space to check off the immunizations. And then in terms of female medical history. So sorry, guys, there's just a few things that females have that you don't that plays into it. In terms of pregnancies and miscarriages, postpartum depression, large birth weight baby, which could indicate a tendency towards gestational diabetes. Have they had abortions? That could be affecting them physically, physiologically, but also emotionally, right? So also more questions about their menses. How old were they when they started? Have they been through menopause? When did their periods stop? What are their periods like? Any history of contraceptives, mammograms? All of these things are important to find out. So you can, again, you can find these out this questionnaire, or you can use some of the other questionnaires that we give you, or you can just ask them. Right. Some of these things are a little bit, they're very, very detailed, and people don't want to be spending 4 hours filling out 75 pages worth of stuff. So we give them a short version of what drugs do you take, what childhood illnesses do you get. But quite frankly, this is a little bit more effective because they get to see it and it can trigger in their mind. So you get to choose how you prefer to do this. Let's look at the family history next. Again, online version. So we want to use the health of your family as clues. Clues. This first page is just asking for the basic information. Here's the list. Here are the conditions of family history. Identify any of the following conditions you or your family member has ever had. If a listed condition does not apply to you nor any of your family members, or you don't know, just check NA for not applicable. Otherwise, check which relative that condition applies for. So if you've got, you know, family members that, siblings and parents that are alcoholic, you'd have them check both of these boxes. We have these alphabetically listed. I don't know if I've missed any. If I've missed any, please do send me a note to let me know I've missed some. But it's a very comprehensive list. Okay, and I have it as A to G and then A to Z. You want to get a sense of this. Any other conditions that we haven't mentioned, and then hit enter. Very simple questionnaire. Very simple. It's just a chart. Just a simple chart to find out what's going on in that history. And that's it for our history. The next thing we're going to do on the next video, we're going to look at our scorecards. And these are the specific evaluations for organ and gland assessments. We're getting there. Now, this has taken us many, many hours to present. And the idea is to give you lots of good information and background information so that you can pick and choose. You're obviously not going to do every single one of these things, one of these forms with everybody, but you got to get the gist of it, the gist of what's important for you to get. And I think you're getting that. We're all different. We all have different ways of doing it. But for now, if you just want to use the forms I've given you, feel free to do that, except for the online ones, because they'll fill them in and the results will come to me. So, but the paper and pen ones that I gave you.